Hello everyone, welcome back to Tea with Teddy. I am here to talk to you today about hope. There is a hope. I'm here to tell somebody here today that there is a hope. I'm here to encourage somebody who's on the verge of giving up on their dreams, giving up on their aspirations, somebody who thinks a little too little of the place where they're at in their lives right now, somebody who compares themselves to other people and where they are. You know, there's that feeling of, what about me? If you've got what about me syndrome, I want you to stay right here and let's talk about this. You know, we're in an interesting season, especially if you're in your 20s like me. If you've got social media, you can see everything. You can see all the things that people are doing, all the things that people are achieving, everything that people are getting, the lifestyles. It's a lot to process. It's a lot to process. And honestly, if you're not strong enough, it's really easy to have a what about me mentality, to have a, well, I'm a goner mentality, or, well, if I'm not here by now mentality, then, well, maybe it's not for me mentality. Why? Because we've been built in a culture that glorifies instant gratification. We've been acclimatized to thinking that someone just woke up with an Audi. We're acclimatized to thinking someone just woke up and had 200,000 followers. We are in a social media society where we post our highs. We don't talk about our lows. We pretend to each other. Somebody asks you, how are you doing? You're saying, I'm doing great. And we don't have that vulnerability, the transparency that's needed to help pick each other up as a well-functioning community, to be honest with each other and say, well, this thing that I'm celebrating today actually took me 10 years. It didn't take me 2 days. And I definitely did not wake up like this. But I'm here to tell you, everything I just said is true. Nobody wakes up a star. Nobody wakes up a finished product. People are built. Character is built. Success is built. Greatness is built. Oftentimes, greatness is built in public, in our eyes, or that's what it's perceived to be. But in reality, greatness is built in private. Greatness is built in private, and it's often masqueraded as failures. It's often masqueraded as, I failed 10 times. It's masqueraded as, I tried last year and it didn't work out. I made a mistake here, I had to start again. It's often masqueraded as falling a billion times and picking yourself up every single time and moving on as if nothing ever happened. It's often associated with tears in your bedroom. Ask people that have started businesses. Ask people that have done really great things. How long does it take to actualize a dream? Remain hopeful. I'm going to give you an example. Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey said that he knew what he wanted to do at a younger age, but he really reached a decent level of success or breaking out closer to his 30s. My question was, what was he doing all this time? Building. He was building, doing whatever he could do to prepare him for whoever he knew he was supposed to be. Have that hope. Have that hope. Don't give up on your dreams. You can have a hope. One of the ways that I personally believe is really great to immortalize your dreams so that they become a part of you no matter what stage of life you're at, no matter how you're feeling, is you write it down. Write it down somewhere. Write it down somewhere, because there's going to be a day that you don't feel like the version of yourself that you really are. There's going to be a day that you have imposter syndrome. But when you pick up that book and you read it to yourself, that this is what I said to myself, this is what I promised myself, this is where I'm going, it's going to push you to move forward. Nobody can push you like you. And the version of you that can push yourself is the version of you that believes in yourself. I'm sharing all of this to say, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. It is at that moment that you're getting tested. At that moment that things get a little bit worse. That again, the world is looking to see, what move are you going to play? It's a game of chess. What move are you playing? Are you ducking when you're in the face of pressure? Are you giving up? If so, I want to implore you. Why don't you surprise yourself this time? Why don't you surprise yourself this time and behave in ways you did not expect? Because obviously, how many dreams have you had that didn't come to pass? How many things have you hoped for that have not come to actualization? All this is because you give up so soon. I was reflecting on the last 3 years of my life and I said, wait a minute, there's one thing that I've been thinking about for 3 years. In those 3 years, I've been thinking I've done nothing to get to that place. Are you kidding me? 3 years have passed me by. The dream remains within me. God helps people that help themselves. In the parable of the talents, who is the one that got rewarded by the master? The person that took the talents and did something with them. The other person was concerned about what would happen. They just kept the talents. That person got in trouble. Stop sitting on your dreams. Stop sleeping on yourself. Stop hiding your gift from the world, because the world needs you. The world doesn't need you to hide from it. The world needs you to save it. You have been appointed in your community for a reason. You have been appointed and anointed for the place that you're in, the season that you're in. Just think about your life and say to yourself, everybody who's here right now is here because I'm right here at the right place at the right time, and there's something that I need to achieve, and I cannot throw in the towel. I need to believe in myself. I need to take this first step to go outside. Go outside of that comfort zone of just being unnoticed, not having any actions taken towards my dream so I don't feel like a failure. It's not enough. It's not enough. You gotta push. You gotta push. You know what's worse than the fear of failure? Actually failing. And what is the easiest way to fail? You fail by not trying. That's the easiest way to fail, is to not try. The easiest way not to finish is not to start. So I implore you to have hope. I implore you to have hope. Don't give up. Do the unthinkable. Surprise yourself. Put yourself out there. Sow a seed into yourself. Sow a seed of energy, affection, time, patience, encouragement, and stepping out into yourself. And see what good will come out of that. I promise you, you will not regret it.